broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
We just talked to the investigator on scene, Investigator Robert Heffernan.
Do you foresee the ethics panel investigation hindering your work as chairman of House Ways and Means?
If I did, I would not continue.
The United States Marine, I was taught to know your enemy.
I've been in the Senate for 33 years, and they claim that, and I don't even know if it's true. That,
my butt would be raw.
Oh, it's big.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, the groundbreaking Phil Hendry Show, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that is a trip through the looking glass of not only talk radio, but of time itself. Coming up this hour, we have Dawn Berman from Channel 19 News. Dawn is an Emmy Award-winning reporter, and we're going to talk a little bit more about the phenomenon of the show business family and how that showbiz family or the showbiz parent, as I'm sure you've heard them described, how they have evolved in this day and age of reality television. And to that end, we'll be talking with Dawn about some reports that they've been doing. We're also going to have on next hour Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier, who will talk with us about the, it's a controversy, I think, that's mostly being waged among the press right now about whether or not photographs from the war zone in Afghanistan can be published, photographs of dead or dying or wounded American soldiers. I personally just, you know, this American, I don't see the need, the purpose. I don't get it. I don't understand. I think they had their fun during the Iraq War when they were showing dead Marines as early as the first week of the Iraq War. They couldn't get enough of that stuff. But I'll leave it to the commanders. I'll leave it to the commander in chief. How about that? And if I know Barack Obama, I don't think he's all that hot on that idea. Anyway, our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. We're going to bring in Dawn Berman now from Channel 19 News. And, Dawn, it's very good to have you on the program this evening. I hope you've been well.
I've been very well, Phil, and I appreciate very much you having me on your program tonight. And this is a fascinating story, isn't it?
Well, they're calling it the Balloon Boy story, Dawn. And the story, as it was reported by us and others, is of a six-year-old boy people thought was in this balloon, but in point of fact wasn't.
That is correct. The young man's name is Falcon Heen, as you indicated on your program. And he is a six-year-old boy who was found hiding in the attic at his home several hours after the runaway flight of this balloon. And so we know that he was not on board the balloon. And I don't think that it came as much of a surprise to those of us who understand the reality show, what is required. What the families attempt to do in gaining their employment or participation in these reality shows. It's a game show environment, and I think the American people don't understand it, and that's why we've done our series of reports, both at the 5, 6, and 7 report, of course, at 10 o'clock, along with Donna Upton, our Up With America series.
All right, so you've done a series of reports on what?
The reports, Phil, have been primarily on how families are surviving the recession. And there are a lot of ways for families to survive recessions. I don't need to tell you that families are constantly looking for ways to make sure that they are financially secure and can as well ensure the future of their children. One of the ways is naturally getting on one of these reality television programs. We've had the example of the Osmonds. We've had the example of John and Kate Plus 8.
I was going to mention John and Kate Plus 8. Of course, the publicity that John and Kate Plus 8 got was so negative, I don't even know if it was worth it.
Well, in the end, believe me, it is worth it. I mean, the news coverage does end. But the money, in terms of the syndication money, continues to come in. And really, that's just keeping your eye on the ball. I don't think the American people in their response to this story today about this balloon with a child trapped inside, I think it made for a phenomenal story. But I don't. When people got angry about this, that's what took me aback.
We're talking about Dawn Berman from Channel 19 News. The American people, at least the people I've talked to and people who were consuming news today and reading this story about this runaway balloon, were angry because of the money that it took to...
I heard you... Forgive me for interrupting you, Phil. I heard you say the money it costs for emergency services and the money that it costs for the police. Again, I don't think the average news consumer gets it about how families are trying to survive out there.
Well, what do you mean how they're trying to survive? We're talking about the Heen family.
Yes, the Heen family And I've been very just tangentially aware of the Heen family because we interviewed so many people for this program. But I understand that the Heen family, of which the son is Falcon, has been active in the reality program sphere. This is what they do. This is their living. This is how you make a living. And I don't think the American people would begrudge a family making a living if they knew they would make a good living and would stay off of welfare, stay off of unemployment. And that is one less family that the American people are having to deal with in paying their taxes. So, yes, the response was amazing today. It was just amazing. I couldn't understand why people would begrudge them a promotional time.
Well, wait a minute. But again, if this family, the Heen family, launched this balloon as part of a publicity study, is that what you're saying?
Well, Phil, you're treating this as if this is a news flash. Of course it was a publicity stunt. I don't know for sure, but I think it's quite obvious that it was a publicity stunt. You heard Little Falcon and Wolf Blitzer, and I know Wolf, and I know that he's hanging on by his fingernails over at CNN, and so he's got to make something happen. And so he decided to make his Dan Rather moment with Richard Nixon, burrowing in on this poor father and this frightened child, saying, "What do you mean? What do you mean? What did you mean it was for the show? What did you mean?" And in his very Germanic manner, frightening this poor child half out of his wits. And the fun.
I didn't hear that. Why don't we listen to it, okay?
I've already heard the audio, Phil.
Well, I want my audience to know what you're talking about. This is a clip from the interview that Wolf Blitzer did today with the little boy. What is the name of the father and the mother in this thing? I can't even remember. I know that they were on Wife Swap.
They've done a great many. They were twice on Wife Swap. And they have also, Richard is the father, by the way, and the mother is of some Southeast Asian origin. I don't know. I can't pronounce the name. But these family-centric reality shows such as John and K Plus 8, Family Jewels, Osborne Show, Little People, Big World, this is how people make a living.
All right, I want to play at least the clip here with Wolf Blitzer as he is talking to, and I'm not exactly sure, here is where the father really gets incensed, or not incensed, but gets upset when he realizes that that Wolf is asking this question of his son, and it has to do with whether or not this was set up.
You want to ask him now? I don't know if he can hear me. What he meant by what he said, well, we did this
I
for
already
the show.
Heard this, Phil.
I know, my audience.
You
I want them to hear
Falcon?
It.
Whatever.
Falcon, they want to know. They want to know why you were in the attic, okay, for so long, and why you, say it again.
Why he said, at least he said, we did this for the show, in explaining why he didn't come out of the attic.
Let me interrupt this real quick, because I think I can see the direction you guys are
hedging
on this, because earlier you had asked the police officers some questions. The media out front, we weren't even going to do this interview. And I'm kind of appalled after all of the feelings that I went through up and down that you guys are trying to suggest something else, okay? I'm really appalled.
All right, so that is the interview done with Richard Heen, and that was Wolf Blitzer, as you say, burrowing in or bearing in.
Well, the man would not, you know, Blitzer, in an effort to try to keep his job at CNN, decided that he would victimize a father and his child. The child was frightened.
I don't understand how he was victimizing. He was simply trying to ask the question, was this done for the show or not?
I think the answer is obvious. I think what Blitzer was looking to do there is to get his little pound of flesh, to have the father admit it, to hear the child squirm. I don't think that's the story. I think the story is that the American people, and one of the reasons, Phil, why I've won an Emmy is because I know where the story is. The story here is not whether this family lied. It's not about them lying. This is a family doing what you've got to do to promote your appearance forthcoming on a reality show. And in the case of the Heen family, it might have something to do with some UFO-based reality show. I don't know. That's not the story. The story is a family fighting to survive the recession by getting on a reality show and winning the money, and Blitzer trying to make a child squirm and embarrass father. That's the story.
Well, you're a newsman, Don.
Indeed I am.
Do you begrudge a fellow newsman like Wolf Blitzer of finding out, was this a setup?
Was it a setup? Why do you keep going back to that? The family, they are a reality family show. They are a reality show family, I mean, and they are there to make... Phil, I've been trying to make myself heard all day long about this, and it frustrates me. These are people struggling in the middle of George Bush's recession. Yes, I said George Bush's recession.
That's not very objective of a newsman.
Well, Phil, in the middle of George Bush's recession...
What has that got to do with what we're talking? We're talking about a... If you want to say it's about a family struggling to survive a recession...
It is a family struggling to survive a recession. The George Bush recession. And they are having to go on reality shows. That is the level to which they've had to stoop. And what's happened is, in the process of trying to promote themselves, they have been vilified in the news media by this man, Blitzer, and other members of the news media saying, oh, it's a hoax. Oh, the balloon didn't have the child, in it. Well, whatever they did to promote their appearance on a forthcoming reality program. Now, I think it is absolutely libelous to claim that a family would stick their child in a balloon, knowing full well the sheriff department would eventually have to shoot that thing out of the sky in fear that it may be some sort of a terrorist plot. It seems very unlikely. But you know, and I know, and everyone watching knew, that the sheriff there in Colorado would eventually have to take that balloon out of the sky with some kind of a surface-to-air missile and in the process incinerate a child alive if the child were in it. Does that need to be said? No. Do you think a father is going to put his child in that kind of jeopardy?
So my wondering whether the kid was in the balloon...
You're wondering whether the kid was in the balloon. You and the rest of the American public wondering if the kid was in the balloon. Basically, you think that this man, Richard Heen, gets his kicks watching his own child incinerate in a balloon?
Okay, Don. Nobody is saying that. What we're saying...
Well, I don't know what it is you're saying.
What we're saying is it was irresponsible. If what you're telling me is true, that this was a hoax or it was a...
I didn't call it a hoax. It is a piece of promotion. A promotion for their forthcoming appearance on a reality TV show.
Well, I will tell you nonetheless that it was a great expenditure of effort and energy and worry on the part of the authorities as well as those who were watching. And no, I wasn't thinking that they were going to shoot it out of the sky.
Well, anyone that knows the security operations and knows that the procedure in a possible terrorist incident is to shoot it out of the sky. If it flies, it dies. And if it flies and it has a six-year-old boy laying, crying in the cockpit of that thing, it still dies. And the boy obviously with it. I think it's appalling that you would think a father would put his child at that risk.
If this guy is into promoting his family's appearance on a reality TV show, I don't know what he's going
to
do.
Oh, so a man trying to make a living doesn't mind if his son is shot out of the sky in a balloon. I just want to be clear. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know anything about the Heen family. If they are a reality show family and this is how they make their money...
Yes, Mr. Henry, we've got a recession and families are starving to death. And this family was trying to make some money by being on a reality show, and you begrudge them that.
No, I do not begrudge them. I'm trying to get the story. However, what you were saying, and we'll be back here with Don Berman in a moment, about Wolf Blitzer asking a simple question, hey, what did he mean when he said it was for the show, and the father getting nervous answering it? I think that's a question worth answering. If it is apparent to you, Mr. Berman, that this was a promotion for their reality show appearance, and people ought to get with it and understand that, that's something else. We're going to be back with Don Berman. I want to ask him some more questions about just exactly how are we supposed to determine families that are involved in making a living being on reality shows, how much slack we're supposed to provide for them, and do they have an obligation to at least let the authorities know what they're up to? All right, more with Don Berman from Channel 19 News and your calls at 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. because of what they said, right?
No, I didn't say that at all.
All right, hold on. We're back on with Don Berman from Channel 19 News. Don, you were in Colorado today to cover this story, weren't you?
I had some sources in the Rocky Mountain area, yes. I was there.
What were you thinking was going to happen?
That is something that, as a newsman, I'm not privy to tell you, but I'll tell you this much. I knew that this family was involved in attempting to get on some reality shows. They'd been on reality shows before. I knew they were planning something big. How big, I didn't know. If the child was in the balloon, there was a good chance that authorities would eventually have to shoot it out of the sky, and that was going to be a story. I didn't want it to happen, but I had to be there if it did happen. And one other point I want to make, Phil. There isn't a family listening right now that doesn't understand what I'm saying. A family struggling to survive, a father struggling to help his family survive, will do anything to help his family survive. And if that means going on reality shows and promoting your appearances on reality shows by constructing these balloons that look like flying saucers or doing some other publicity stunt that will gain attention for your family as opposed to John and Kate plus eight, all they did was spit out eight kids, and forgive me for putting it that way, but I think there is talent involved in this. The Osborne family, they have a very unusual father. They're all very unusual. They're all very borderline unusual. John and Kate plus eight, they didn't do anything other than have babies. And look at the money that they have been stealing. And here is the Heen family trying to do something creative, and people are immediately questioning their motives, questioning why they use the police this way. I think it's scurrilous.
All right, well, maybe I'm missing something because I saw a lot of very, very worried people.
Oh, you saw a lot of worried people. What you didn't see was a family struggling to survive by launching a balloon and making people believe a kid was in it. There was no kid in it.
But you went to Denver thinking there would be.
I was hoping that there... I'm not hoping, but I was thinking...
What do you mean hoping?
I was not hoping. If the kid was in it when they blew it out of the sky, you got to have a man there to report on it.
Well, you just about said you were hoping.
I did not say that, no, sir.
877-876-PHIL is the number here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We're talking to Don Berman about this balloon boy and the family. Did they actually know that this was an intentional hoax? Were they trying to pull a hoax on the American people by making people think their son was in this balloon? Was it a way to promote their appearance on some forthcoming reality show? Here is John in West Palm Beach. John, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Phil, the question I have, or I hate to say like a comment, because I was kind of frustrated. When I left my house, I didn't know anything about the kid. And what bothers me is a two-parter. First off, the father ends up going on CNN. By the time they find the kid, and by the time, how much time went by? About an hour or something like that before the guy was on CNN? Wouldn't you as a father be a little bit more drained, be excited that your kid's alive, but be drained nonetheless, and you're on an interview show? That's too quick of a turnover for me. That's one point.
Well, I don't know what the gentleman's referring to. This man was being pummeled with questions by this blitzer who was intent on embarrassing the man and making him look like a bad father. There's nothing bad about a man who is trying to help his family eat. And
yeah,
they kept on with this. The baby was in the balloon. The baby was in the balloon. You know, Mr. Henry inferred that I wanted the balloon to be blown out of the sky. I bet you every person watching today wanted to see that child fall out of that balloon on fire.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You would say something?
I think that that's the truth, yes.
Let me tell you something. When I left my house, one of the versions that I seen on TV...
Yeah, when you left your house, yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, what?
I saw a kid fall out. It looked like a visual of a kid falling out of a balloon. This is when the search was going on. You talk about this reality show. You got a lot of nerve, man. How many people?
Do you watch reality shows? Yes. Do you enjoy reality shows? Yes. Let me ask you a question, sir. Were you laughing at Ozzy Osbourne's multiple sclerosis? Yes.
No,
everyone thought it was funny that he couldn't brew tea.
Wait a minute. Wait. We're getting way off the point here.
No, we're not getting off the point.
Can we stick back? Can we get back to the point where the kid gets rescued?
Yeah. You go ahead and you stick back.
Yeah, let's get back to
that.
How the hell did the father end up on TV? What, about an hour after they found the kid?
Because Blitzer went and looked for him. Because this guy Blitzer is unrelenting and wanted to make sure that he got the father on television to embarrass the father, frighten the child half out of its wits.
What question would you have asked the father right now? You talk about being a damn journalist or something. What question?
It's a good question. You're right, John. John's right. John, that is a great question. What would you ask him? Was it for the show or wasn't it?
The man's trying to earn a living.
We'll be right back with Don Berman on The Balloon Boy and what was the culpability of this father and family on The Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry. Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL is the number here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. With me tonight is Don Berman from Channel 19 News in Los Angeles, an Emmy Award-winning reporter. He has been covering the recession, and one of the recent reports has to do with how families are surviving the recession. And he talked about family participation in reality TV shows, where if you live in a city where they're auditioning families for these kinds of things, a lot of families make a living at this kind of thing. And not a lot of them, but the ones that do make a significant living, don't they, Don?
Well, I should say so. I mean, John plus Kate, whatever the name of that program was, those people got away with, it was like stealing, because John and Kate plus 8 did nothing more than have children and stand around in a kitchen and pretend like they were having problems. Now, we found out, of course, that their marriage fell apart as the result of her not understanding that this man was going to have an affair. He was on television. He was gaining a lot of popularity. Naturally, a man is going to be tempted by a lot of women hanging around the set and wanting to sleep with him. That's something I think she should have known. Instead, she made an issue out of it, and they got a divorce. Now, I would have loved to have seen that, but they didn't show us that. Now, as it comes...
I don't know what you're talking about there, Matt.
Well, you know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't know what you're talking about, John and Kate Plessy. Let's stick with this family and this balloon today. You are making the claim that this is a very obvious attempt for the family to promote themselves, and why are people getting upset? Now, I want to bring on the line here Art Griego. Art is a former commercial pilot, a former commercial pilot of charters. And, Art, you've got an aviation take on this. I'd like to hear.
Well, Philly, Mr. Berman is missing a couple of things. First of all, this family has been getting all kinds of positive attention. They're worried about whether the kid's alive. They're worried about whether the little boy survived. They're talking about the launch of this balloon and how a child could survive it. Myself and Bill McDermott in 1999, I know you know Bill.
Yes, I do.
We launched a weather balloon, a series of weather balloons that we had attached a cockpit to, and we got to 5,000-6,000 feet before we lost altitude. This was done in 1999. And we didn't get any press coverage, even though our balloon eventually came down in some high-tension power lines and we could have been killed. But today, a little boy is supposedly, by mistake, in a balloon, and they've got news coverage all around the world.
Yeah, well, what has that got to do with anything?
What it has to do with is your vested interest in covering a family that's trying to get on a reality show, and so you're making excuses for them. My partner and I could have died testing the viability of using weather balloons for transport and in anti-terror measures, and we didn't get one reporter out there to interview us, even after it came down in, let me repeat what I said, high-tension power lines.
No, I know what high-tension power lines are, sir, and I don't know what it is you're referring to.
Oh, hold on. Don, why don't you go ahead and make your statement?
Phil, I just got on your program. He's asking me a question. And what I'm referring to, we're not even talking about you and your weather balloon.
We're not talking about me. I was talking about me and my weather balloon.
We're talking about a family, like millions of American families, that are attempting to survive the recession in any way they can. I don't have to tell you, and I don't have to tell Mr. Hendry, that a great many American families are having to survive in ways that I would rather not mention. They are not legal. It involves drug sales. It involves teenage prostitution.
Oh, God. I mean, we're talking here about average families.
I'm talking about average families.
You're saying that average families are putting their children, their daughters out on the street.
I'm saying in some instances, yes. And so a family is trying to make a living in an unusual way, auditioning for a reality show. They launched a balloon, and they let people think a kid was in it.
Did you not say, though, that you hoped the kid was in it in case they shot it out of the sky?
No, I did not, and that is a libel, and I would ask you to retract that.
No, hold on for a minute. Yes, you did, Don. You said...
No, I did not.
You said you were in Denver, and if something happened, you had to be there.
You know, Phil, the American people have every reason to be upset. This kid and his father and the family get all kinds of publicity and interviews on this, on with, you were mentioning Wolf Blitzer. Everyone is worried about the survival of a kid that wasn't even on the balloon. And yet I was on a balloon in 1999.
Yes, yes, you said high tension power lines.
What, am I boring you with that? I mean, that would have been a story if I came down on those high-tension power lines and I cooked alive like something on a something in a sand pit in Hawaii. Would you cover that?
Yes, I would cover that. And your imagery is very disturbing.
I don't even know what we're talking about anymore.
I don't blame you. I don't either.
What I'm talking about, Phil...
What you're talking about, Art, is that you didn't get any publicity for your balloon ride, which was testing what?
God's sake, but this guy...
Hold on, he's asking me a question. It was testing the viability of the use of weather balloons for anti-terror measures.
In 1999, before there was ever a 2001, what do you call it, 9/11.
What do you call it? Well, you're really clued in.
Phil, I want to get back to what we were talking about.
All right, but I wanted to be clear, Art. You didn't get any publicity for your balloon ride... in 1999...
It wasn't a balloon ride. It wasn't like I was on... I wasn't on an A-ticket at Disneyland. This was a scientific experiment, Phil.
I understand.
And we were trying to test this series of weather balloons. And I didn't get any publicity. Now, Mr. Berman, I will agree with you on this. If it's publicity that you want, and this family wants publicity, then it would have been better had that little boy been in that balloon... and had died when the balloon came down on impact.
Yeah, you would have gotten your jollies with that, wouldn't you?
No, I'm not getting my jollies.
Nobody's getting their jollies thinking about a little boy dying, Don. What we are concerned with, though, is the manipulation of emotion and feeling in this story, whereby this family, you're saying, release this balloon into the air.
Look, if the American people feel stupid, and they feel as if they've had their chain yanked, and they feel as if they have been made fun of and mocked, for being concerned about a little boy in a balloon, then they can feel better that the kid was never in the balloon. And Richard Heen tried to spare them the embarrassment by trying to deflect Blitzer's questions. But Blitzer wouldn't quit. He kept boring in and boring in, unrelenting, until Mr. Heen almost had to say, okay, yes, it was a hoax. It was promote a TV show. But Richard Heen was trying to save the American people an enormous amount of embarrassment.
That is... I don't believe that for a minute.
You don't?
No, I do not. I don't think that man cares about the American people. I think he cares about promoting his family for a reality show.
And to that end, Don, I have to say one thing. You basically have blown their cover by saying that's exactly what they were doing. If he didn't want to admit it, then why are you here talking about it?
I'm a newsman. And I'm an advocate on behalf of families trying to make money. Because he didn't admit it, and because I am now saying that in point of fact is the case, doesn't necessarily mean the American people are putting two and two together.
So you think the American people are stupid?
Yeah, he does think they're stupid.
No, I didn't say that. I think the American people have a limited attention span, is what I'm saying.
All right, 877-876 is the number here in a world-famous Phil Hendry. 877-876-PHIL. Is the number here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show as we talk to Don Berman, and Art Griego has joined us. Mr. Griego is a charter pilot and is now retired, but has been in aviation for a long time. And I would not really think of this as an aviation story, Art, were you not interested in this. I mean, it was a balloon that had somehow been created by this family looking to promote their participation in reality shows. That much Don has told us. But I don't think... And maybe you can clarify something for me. I don't think this has much to do with aviation per se, so much as it has to do with a publicity stunt.
No, it has nothing to do with aviation. It has nothing to do with aviation. And yet they got attention from the world's press looking at this balloon that looked like a flying saucer going back and forth. And I heard the people on TV, they were commenting, they were saying, gee, I wonder where this was made, who might be flying it, what is their intention. Not one of those people in 1999, when Bill McDermott and I almost got, as I said, electrocuted alive, coming down on high-tension power lines with our weather balloons, not one of them came and interviewed us. And yet a kid that did nothing but hide in an attic, they're interviewing him like he's Charles Lindbergh. Oh, come on. Nobody's interviewing him like he's Charles Lindbergh.
I think that's overstating it.
Well, I mean, they're talking to this kid, and they're talking to the father like the kid is some kind of an aeronautic genius when all he did was lay on his stomach between some dusty cardboard boxes. What are you talking about?
You're talking about him hiding in the attic.
That's exactly what I'm talking about, yes.
Well, I didn't hear any interviews with this child having to do with him being an aeronautical genius, all right? 877-876-PHIL is our number here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We're talking about the balloon boy, as they call him, found at home. He wasn't even on this balloon. But the interesting point that's being brought up here by Don Berman is that this is something that everybody should have recognized for what it was, a publicity stunt, an attempt by a family to promote themselves for reality TV, and nothing more. You know, I'd love to ask Don the following question. What about all of that money that was spent on those emergency services? And then we have Art Griego saying that this is an aviation story as well. 877-87, as a matter of fact, put him back on the line, will you?
Who?
Put on Berman for just one second. I want to ask that. Don.
Yes.
What about the money that it cost the county to track this family down, to track this balloon down?
The money that it cost the county to do what?
To bring out the fire department, to bring out the emergency services. What about that?
Well, I think that in the middle of a recession, there are some things that the average American understands. And to help a family make a living getting on a reality TV show, if that means the rest of us have got to pick up the cost of emergency services or ambulances, I guess we just have to suck on it. God. Well, that's nice language. Well, I'm tired of these very obvious questions.
Well, I find your response a little insulting.
What?
Suck on it.
Well, I guess we just do have to suck on it. This family's trying to get on television.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Phil in Wichita. Phil, you're on the Phil Hendry Show here with Don Berman and Art Griego. Go ahead.
I'd just like to say to Mr. Berman, there was no profit intended in the whole shmeal. I think he was just trying to make a commotion. That's all it was. How are you going to say that he was looking for a profit when
he's looking to promote his family on a reality TV show?
How?
By bringing attention to the Heen family. I think asking a good question.
By causing an illegal commotion by false...
Well, did he get publicity? Did he get publicity? Well, there you go.
If I went and caught and robbed a bank with a gun and new screw there, am I intending to get a reality show about me?
No, you'd go to jail for that. But this family had did you watch the news? It was a balloon shaped like a flying saucer. It was interesting.
Indeed.
Well, I thought it was. Anyway. I mean, it was fascinating to see. Didn't you wonder whether there was a kid inside?
I wondered. Oh, yeah. Everybody wondered.
All right, and that's why you watched, and then you found out there was no kid inside, but you kind of hoped there was, didn't you?
I didn't hope there was. I was hoping that nobody was hoping.
Didn't you hope
that there was a child in the balloon? I heard you say that you were hoping that he would go down in a ball of flames.
No, I'm saying that I think most Americans were, because that's the way we are with television. We want to see a big climactic ending, and even though there was a child in the balloon, and no, I didn't want to see the child hurt, but if it went up in flames... You know, what are you going to do?
It also needs to read their Bible,
Read your Bible. There you go. I didn't read my Bible. There's nothing in the Bible that has anything to do with hot air balloons.
I didn't say that.
There's nothing in the Bible that has anything to do with hot air balloons. What is in the Bible, though, is the following. Consider not the lilies of the field. They neither toil nor do they sweat, but the Lord provides for them. And what that means is, just go out there and do the best you can and make something happen. And in this case, they put a balloon in the air and a kid
The kid wasn't in it, so...
Then what are you talking about the kid burning up in it for?
I was hoping he would, just like this man.
Oh, my God.
Boy, that is something to admit to.
Oh, my living Christ. Yeah, okay. Listen, the guy's laughing. You know why he's laughing? Because he knows that what I'm saying is true. He knows that what I'm saying is true, and it's embarrassing him.
Nobody was hoping the kid was going to burn up in a balloon. And I don't even know where you're getting the idea that they'd burn him up, because the balloon's flying around out there, and at some point they think it's a terrorist attack, so they're going to have to shoot it out of the sky. Don Berman and Art Griego with us here. 877-876-PHIL is our number as we talk about Balloon Boy in Colorado today here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
And I don't think you can deny that.
Hold on for just a minute. 877-876. This is the groundbreaking Phil Hendry Show with Art Griego joining us. Art is a charter pilot. We have Don Berman on the line from Channel 19. You need, and let me give our number out again. 877-876-PHIL is our number. You made a statement during the break that I thought was so debased.
Oh, give me a break.
Go ahead. Say it to the audience. Did we lose our caller?
Yeah, hold on.
All right, 877, we got to get Don Berman. We got to get both of our callers back on here. 877-876-PHIL. We're talking with Don Berman and with Don, are you there?
And the other thing, too.
Don, repeat that.
I'm sorry, Phil.
We didn't have you. Say that again.
I said that if that boy had been burned alive in that balloon by way of a surface-to-air missile or some other rocket to take it down, you would have uploaded the clip to YouTube and shared it on Facebook. Oh, brother.
Man, you really got a high opinion of the human race.
Let me say one thing, Phil, if I could.
Go ahead, Art.
You know it's true.
No, I don't, and I want to hear Art.
Phil, there was a point there today that because of the treatment that Bill McDermott and I had received, which is no coverage at all of our balloon launch in 1999, I was almost hoping that the child was in the balloon and that someone would shoot it out of the sky, because that's how bitter I was toward the news media. In other words, how bitter I am toward guys like Berman, who cover only the sensational and never cover the truly newsworthy and science-worthy.
What was so newsworthy about you and your friend in a weather balloon?
Well, the way you say that, you mock it.
Of course I'm mocking it.
All right, let's go to a phone call. 877-876-PHIL. On the line in Phoenix is Tom. Tom, go ahead. You're on a Phil Hendry Show. What's on your mind?
Okay, real quick, gentlemen. I'll try to say this as fast as I can. I watched this thing on TV today from start to finish. I'm glad that balloon touched down, and I'm glad the little boy wasn't in the balloon, and I went back to watch it in another program. It's that simple. I'm not that stupid. If they're trying to get airtime, whatever. It's the way the world is. This guy needs to get over him not being able to talk to the news because he was on a balloon. Hey, I'm a decorated Vietnam veteran. I've saved lives all my life, even as a civilian, as a cop. Nobody talks to me. Get over it, buddy.
Well, if they're going to... Okay, did they talk to other veterans? Yes. And so they should have talked to you. Did they talk to other guys in balloons? Yes. So they should have talked to me.
But you do hear what this man said. He said, get over it. And you should get over it. Now, I don't know what he's talking about with regard to me. I've got nothing to get over. What I have to get over is a newscast at 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, and I've got to have something to say. And what I'm going to say is the following.
Are you going to lie?
I beg your pardon?
What does that mean?
I'm going to ask him, is he going to lie? Are you going to lie through your teeth to the American people?
I'm on the air locally in Los Angeles.
In where?
Los Angeles.
Yeah, it's called Los Angeles, not Los Angeles.
Excuse me, I'm on the air, okay?
What are you going to report?
I'm going to report because I think a bad taste has been left in some people's mouths tonight.
Well, is that their fault or yours?
Well, I'm going to report that, of course, I didn't want the little boy to die. I was in Denver, and that's all I'm going to say.
You're not going to say that you were in Denver hoping... La, 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 la. Oh, look at this. What a child. What a child.
I'm not going to allow you to say what you're going to say.
You aren't going to say you were in Denver to report that the child burned.
Come on, Don.
Well, he's going to make statements that are not true.
If they aren't true, then we'll say they're not true.
He's going to say I wanted to be in Denver to report on a child cooking like a Christmas goose.
I didn't say that. You said that you wanted to see it shot out of the sky because,
Well, you know what, Art? You said the same thing.
I did not say that.
You said... Hang up on these jackasses.
What are they doing?
What is that, man? Children, that's what they are. Both of them said that they would have rather seen that kid be in the balloon and have it shot out of the sky if it meant somehow rectifying some injustice on the part of Art because nobody covered his balloon launch, and on the part of Don because it would have been newsworthy. We'll be back with Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier on Afghanistan in a moment of the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
La, 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 la.
Go to talkradionetwork.com for more information.